I'm going to give you a few scriptures here. Let's go to Genesis chapter 8. The Bible is a scientific book. The word science means what? Knowledge. Genesis chapter 8, verse 2. And it says here, and the waters receded. This is talking about the flood, right? Receded continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 years, the waters decreased. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven stopped and the rain from heaven restrained. Okay. And go to Genesis 7:11. Six hundred years of Noah's life, the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up. So, we see, in the sea, there are what? Fountains. And the windows of heaven opened up. That's why there is always water in the sea. There are fountains. And also Proverbs 8:28, you don't have to turn with me, it says, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthens the fountains of the deep. Many hundreds, you know, many, many years ago, people thought that moon gives light to itself. You know, how does the moon get the light from the sun, right? We know that now. But for hundreds of years, astronomers thought that the moon gave its own light. But the Bible says, no, the moon doesn't have any light. Job chapter 25 verse 5 says, behold, even to the moon that shineth not. Job 25:5. Okay, now what do we see here? We saw an outward revelation of God's creation. But what about inward revelation of God's creation? That's you. Just think about you. The marvelous creation, how God created man. He engineered the creation of man. And amazing, Psalm chapter 139 verse 13 says, if you turn with me to Psalm 139:13, you have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. So God has knitted us. He's the one who hedged us. Then verse 13 says, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Verse 16, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. God says, even before we were born, God saw, he created us, our inmost parts, yet our whole life is written. Everything, what is going to happen, is written in his book. So it says, how precious also are you, your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Amazing, huh? Think about you. So Psalm is here in the Bible says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high for me. I cannot understand. I cannot attain. You know, God created us, and each person have trillions of molecules. What is a molecule? Okay. Molecule is the smallest matter. When you talk about a dot, you know, molecule is, you cannot see. It's the smallest matter. Okay. And it's the smallest cell or smallest matter. And just imagine our brain. The human brain alone is filled with billions of cells. It forms trillions of connections. The design of the human brain is truly is awesome. We cannot understand because every cubic inch of the human brain, it contains 100 million nerve cells interconnected by 10,000 miles of fibers. Talking 10,000 miles of fibers. Your brain. You know how your brain weighs, you know how many pounds? 3 pounds. And this brain, which weighs 3 pounds, is the most complex and orderly arrangement in the entire universe. It's a human brain. It is far more complicated than any computer. The human brain is capable of storing and creatively manipulating lot of infinite amount of information. It is capable of, you know, imaginations, storing information than any computer. The more you use it, the more you can effectively, the more you use the brain, the more you can take advantage of it, of God's creation of the human brain. So, you don't have to go to school to learn about the creation of God. Any unschooled person will see that outwardly and inwardly, the creation of God. But today there are a lot of religions, they don't believe that. And a lot of people, you know, who are so-called scientists who don't believe that. So if the creation is true, then the Bible is true. You know, it is amazing. If you read, keep on reading Psalm chapter 19, first talks about the creation of the heavens and the earth, you know, how God made everything. If you keep on reading, then it says, the law of the Lord is perfect. You know, it goes on to say, His word is perfect. You know, if the creation and everything is done so orderly, fashioned way, God says, the law of the Lord is perfect. The Bible is true. And how many people started, you know, began to destroy the Bible from the very beginning, try to burn the Bible. People who believed and trusted in the Bible, they put to death. But God's word can never be destroyed. The Bible says that we are sinners. We are all sinners by birth. And one day we had to give an account to God when we die. And Bible says He is a judge of the universe. And as the judge of the universe, He's not going to allow us to go free with our sins. In our friends, with our sins, we cannot go to heaven. God is too pure. He's too holy. And the sins, God is going to deal with His sins, and He's not going to compromise. He is fair, and He's going to punish the sinners. But Jesus was born without sin. He was crucified on a Roman cross. And the punishment for the sins was dealt on Jesus. And Jesus became the sinner. And when we trust in Jesus, when we repent, meaning not our ways, but turning to God, then He forgives our sins. He pardons our sins. And all the sins was poured upon Jesus Christ. The wrath of God was poured upon Jesus Christ. And that we can be set free. So I'll tell you, we are sinners. God created this world and the heavens, and He created such beautiful, but the greatest creation is the recreation of man. In God's creation, He just spoke the word. He didn't have to sweat. Because He's God. He just spoke the word and it was there. But in recreation, man was lost. We were in the hands of the enemy. We were blinded. You know, so many people, they don't see the creation. They see, but they don't see it. You see, there's a power. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, if this word is hidden, if the gospel is hidden, it is hidden for those who are unbelievers. The devil, god of this age, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. And it's a powerful blindness. Jesus said, You see, but you don't see. You know, the blind man, Jesus healed, you know, and the people, the Pharisees, they thought they can see. He says, no, you are blind. And this blindness is very powerful. And they are dead in Christ. They are dead in God. They don't see God. They are dead. Their hearts are dead. But there is a recreation after, you know, when we truly repent and when we realize what God has done, when we trust in Him, our eyes are open and we see God. And this is the recreation. And for God to recreate us, He has to send His Son. His Son has to be punished. In creation, there was no sweat. But in recreation, there was sweat and blood was spilled. That's the most marvelous creation, is the recreation of man. A Christian. Imagine Apostle Paul. He was a murderer. He hunted down Christians. He wanted to kill Christians. And he was there when Stephen died. It was there. Apostle Paul was one of the people who stoned Stephen to death. When what happened? Man, he became one of the greatest missionaries. Wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And Apostle Paul, see in the book of Acts, I believe chapter 17, when he was in Athens, he saw all these people worshipping images, right? Different idols. And Paul, he was so disturbed when he saw everybody worshipping different images, different idols. And what did he preach? He preached, I'm going to preach you about the unknown God, the true God, the living God, who doesn't live in temples made by hands. God doesn't live in temples made by hands. And this is, He is a God, and we are all of His offspring. And with one man, He created us through Adam. Then he talks about the gospel, how we are all sinners, how we need to repent. And this, how God provided Jesus Christ, and He was crucified, and on the third day He rose from the dead. And this same Jesus is going to judge us one day. He's going to judge us. And we know His creation as Christians, but others don't know. So we pray that many people, God, we pray that the Lord will open their eyes and their hearts, so they will see. And as Christians here, once we know, how much more we need to adore Him. More we know His creation, His beautiful creation, about our brain, how He created us, how much more we need to bow down at Him and worship Him and obey Him. So the greatest thing is creation for the Christian is to be more submissive to Him. When we know His power, when we know His wisdom is beyond our imagination, and we still can call Him by Father, Abba. Abba, Father. We are His children. And how much more we need to worship and devote our life and our time to Him. Let's pray.